Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Please join us as we look into how, as Christians, we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for these precious, precious moments that we can invest with you today in your presence, Lord. God, you are worthy of our praise for allowing us mysteriously to be clothed in the righteousness of your Son, Jesus. That because of the shed blood of our Savior, we are seen in your eyes as white as snow, separated from our dark sins as far as the east is from the west, totally clean before the Lord. We stand here today by your grace. As a holy and righteous God, we rest in you as our Creator, Savior. Lord, purify our hearts as only you can. Let us be clean vessels to be used of you this day, today. And speak to us, Lord, through your Spirit as we listen to your word spoken and in song. Amen.
Receive all the praise flowing out of the hearts of the people you made. Oh Lord, worthy are you. Faithful are you to supply every need of the people you love when we trust and believe. Oh Lord, faithful are you. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God. Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God. Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Righteous are you in the council of men. When we humble our hearts, you restore us again. Oh Lord, righteous are you. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you. Wonderful counselor, mighty God. Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Worthy are you, worthy are you, worthy are you, worthy and faithful and righteous are you. Sing praise.
Lord, that you would give up heaven for us. The one who holds the universe together would come and live and walk among us and die on a cross for the sins of the world. Lord, there's no other love like yours. There's no other sacrifice as precious. Father, that you would give your only Son for us. We thank you, Lord.
Oh, there is none like you, and no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Sing it with me.
There is none like you, and no one else, no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is no like you. Oh, I could search for all eternity long and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you. There is none like you.
Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this listener-supported ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. Thank you for joining us today.
Trust you and obey. Let all things that Creator bless.
You are listening to Call to Worship.
Tears are wiped away from eyes as men from eyes.
Let's continue our focus on the relationship between His righteousness and the Christian. Jesus Christ, during the Sermon on the Mount, made it clear that in order to be acceptable in God's sight requires more than good works, more than any righteousness of man. Matthew 5. Anyone who obeys God's laws and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. But I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Romans 3. By works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. Since through the law comes knowledge of sin, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there's no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. From Titus chapter 3, we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not by because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Folks, please hear the testimony of Paul to the Philippians. From Philippians chapter 3, I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the power, the mighty power, that raised him from the dead. From Romans 5, but there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam's sin, one sin, brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. If you are in his righteousness today, friend, then rejoice in his mercy and his grace. Enjoy his love. If you do not have the assurance that you have this kind of relationship with God, then call on him now. He loves you and offers his salvation to you as a free love gift. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. We pray earnestly that you will.
All to Him I owe. Sin.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we rejoice in the fact that by God's grace, we are seen in His eyes as clothed in the righteousness of His Son, Jesus. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of the station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. Once again, that's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now, may the peace of God, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him, forever and ever. Amen.
Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom?
So much joy.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh yeah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
Righteousness, peace.
Oh yes, girls.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
So much joy.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
That's the kingdom of God. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom?
Come on with me, He'll give you the key.
your part.